Well, Mr. Birthday Boy, Gary Baker, you know that over these 16-plus years that we've been on here, that a big emphasis for us here at the Internet Advisor, along with helping people get on the Internet and get around it, is development of business here in our state of Michigan.
That's
Pardon
right.
us, but we're very pro-Michigan in that sense. We introduce somebody who's been sitting here in the studio with us kind of quietly, Mike Finney, who is the head of MEDC, Michigan Economic Development
Corporation.
Here we go. You folks have been around for how long now, developing and promoting business in our fair state of Michigan?
You know, MEDC is probably the third iteration of economic development here in the state of Michigan. At one point, there was the Department of Commerce back in, I think, Governor Blanchard's time. Then came the Jobs Commission during Governor Engler, and then Engler also transitioned to the MEDC. So we've been around for quite a while.
And you've got a threefold target that you have in terms of your goals. Let's hear about those three.
Yeah, we have three major areas of emphasis. We often are identified as the organization responsible for assisting companies with job creation. But in order to do that, there's some fundamental things that must be a part of our portfolio. And those are assistance with access to talent. That's probably the hottest thing going right now. When we talk to companies, talent is the new currency in economic development. You've got to have talent.
And Mike, what really is happening here is that for a long time, there were so many people and not enough jobs. And right now, there are way more jobs than we have people to fill them. Isn't that right?
Well, if you went to our website, mitalent.org, we have a special talent website. You would find that there's probably 70,000 jobs that are available right now. And it's everything from machinists to welders to engineers and IT and software professionals and everything in between. So there clearly are a lot of jobs available in the state of Michigan right now. And so this idea of ensuring that we have the talent available to support businesses' needs is an essential element of our work right now in economic development.
Just a little footnote on this. Do we have talent that is really capable of stepping into maybe some of these newer age kind of jobs?
Well, I think you just hit on one of the key points. While, you know, we still have a lot of people unemployed in the state of Michigan, far more than 70,000. So essentially, if we had 70,000 people that were qualified to fill the jobs that are currently available on just our website, it would be an easy match. But there really is a talent mismatch where essentially, you know, the skills that are needed to fill some of these, complex jobs that exist in our manufacturing sector in particular, the skills are simply not there. And a lot of it has to do with how, you know, our educational systems have evolved over the years, and that's everything from K through 20. They've evolved, and so we no longer emphasize, for example, vocational and technical education like we did back in the early 70s when
The governor last week spoke very eloquently to that and to a program, I think, that's being established to promote that now in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, Governor Snyder has been a real champion of us addressing this problem, and we have a few initiatives. The one that I think he described last week was the Michigan Advanced Technician Training Program, or MAT Squared, as we like to call it. And it's modeled after the dual education system in Germany. It's where we really discovered it at, although there are some efforts here in the state that are very, very similar. In fact, over in the Grand Rapids region, there's a program called AMP, which is the Advanced Manufacturing Partnership, that looks a lot like MAT Squared, where essentially, you know, businesses are being very proactive in setting up co-ops with students and assisting them with their tuition, having them work part-time and go to school part-time as a way of really developing these higher-level skills that are needed.
And that's the key, to develop those higher-level skills and to get the people maybe who are unemployed also to a place where they can learn those skills and gear up for it when they're working at the plant. So this talent, really key thing. Then capital as well.
Right.
Money.
So capital is the second biggest question that we get when we talk to business, especially small and medium-sized companies. So we've got some really interesting tools that were designed to address the capital gaps that companies experience. The one that's most active among all the things that we do is what we call the State Small Business Credit Initiative. It's a partnership with U.S. Treasury. We have a pool of about $100 million. It's a combination of federal money and state money, about $80 million of it's federal, $20 million state dollars. And basically, we make loans to companies, but we do it in partnership with banking institutions. And our money really fills gaps in either collateral or we participate in loans where the bank underwriting is not sufficient to support the entire indebtedness. And so we will step in and participate in the loan to cover, you know, the collateral gap or the shortcomings in underwriting.
How important is that to developing business here in our state of Michigan?
Well, it's critical, and especially over the last half a dozen years or so. I mean, access to capital by small businesses has been pretty difficult to get. And so a lot of companies literally were struggling and dying for lack of the resources they needed to fill orders.
Are we hearing that venture capital is really kind of – I'm seeing news statements that are the venture capital is coming into Michigan. in ways that it hasn't in the past?
Well, yes. Yeah, so venture capital is another one of the tools that we use. So the State Small Business Credit Initiative is about debt.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a robust venture capital effort underway also. I remember when I first joined MEDC back in 2000, the first time I was with them, we had a handful of venture capitalists in the state and maybe a few hundred million dollars of available capital. Now we have, I think, 33 and several billion dollars of venture capital available in the state, and that's important.
Well, you know, I got to ask a question, Mike, and I hear the term small business a lot, but then I think of the guy that's, you know, trying to start a new business or the new startup or something like that. How do you determine what a small business is that would fall in the range of the services that you're talking about?
Well, for purposes of programs like the State Small Business Credit Initiative, we use the definition that is available to us from the SBA, the Small Business Administration. And so that essentially picks up 95% or more of the businesses in the state of Michigan. So you've got to be pretty large. I think it requires you to have, you know, more than 300 or 400 employees.
Yeah, it's 500.
500 employees. So if you're less than 500 employees, chances are you would qualify for the various programs that we have. And they're very active. We have, under the State Small Business Credit Initiative, for example, we deal with very small loans, as little as a few thousand dollars. But we have a maximum amount that we can lend up to $5 million where a company is looking for large amounts of debt. So and it's everything in between.
So what is the best place for someone who's a small business that wants to take advantage of this, where they can learn to get the information they need to prepare themselves properly before they come to apply to you?
Well, for the most part, if it's debt you're looking for, you should meet with your current banking partner. If you have a bank, and I don't know a business that doesn't have a bank, your current banking partner are likely to be doing business with us already. We work with, I think, more than 40 banks throughout the state of Michigan and some outside the state who help us put together debt facilities for companies of all sizes and all types. So start with your bank, and if your bank is not familiar with our programs, then get them directly in touch with us, and our team will work directly with them to help put your debt in place.
Let's talk about the last focus, which is your B2B or business-to-business focus. What's that about?
Yeah, Pure Michigan Business Connect is probably the coolest program that I've come across in economic development. I say that because we were the innovators around it. But basically what we're doing is we're just facilitating B2B connections. And I spent most of my career in the business world. And I'd say the majority of the new business we got was based on referrals.
Yep.
So what we're doing is creating an environment where we refer businesses to each other.
Excellent.
Based on intelligence we have as we're out talking to them. We understand where they have needs and where a Michigan company.
You're a matchmaker. The
exactly,
Yenta.
Exactly.
Michigan, yeah, for business. That's pretty good.
And the good news about this, Foster, is that this program started up brand new about 2.5 years ago.
Mm.
Our kickoff partners were DTE Energy and Consumers Energy, and we give them a lot of appreciation for helping us with the kickoff. But we're now at a point where over a couple years, the program is up to about $1.6 billion of B2B facilitated activity.
Wow.
And it's everything from baked goods to production requirements for manufacturing operations, you name it. Virtually
wonderful.
Any kind of company can participate.
We're talking about Michael Finney, who is the president and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, or MEDC, as you heard us talking about it. I've got to ask you, but when I went to look for, you know, more information about MEDC, it took me to Pure Michigan. That's the name of the page there. So I got to straighten me out now. Is Pure Michigan part of MEDC or the other way around?
Well, Pure Michigan had been traditionally used for a few years before Governor Snyder was elected as a tourism brand.
Yes.
The reality is it's an incredible brand, so we decided to extend it not just to tourism but also to business marketing. And so a lot of what you see coming out of the MEDC now will be under that Pure Michigan brand, whether it's tourism or business or talent or anything else. And it really helps us as we go to market the value proposition that Michigan has to offer for talent, for businesses, et cetera.
And when you really think about it, when you're attracting business, you're attracting people. And, you know, it's the same thing because people want to live where they can play and enjoy the attributes that we all enjoy here in Michigan.
I hear that so often in business. There's lots more to talk with you about movie industry and everything else. Can you hang on? Because an old friend of yours, Mike Brennan, is coming up in just a minute. We'd like to have you get a chance to chat with him as well about West Michigan, where he's very proud of things that are going on. So Mike Brennan and the MI Tech News segment is coming up in just a moment. That's where we'll hear headlines about what's going on in and around our state of Michigan. You know, Mike Finney is here, as I said before, from MEDC. Mike, let's talk a little bit about, you've worked with Mike now on a number of these events that you're going on. Like, for instance, you're talking about the Job Fest that's coming up. What are the kind of things that you see going on in Western Michigan in particular? Maybe you can talk about that with Mike.
Well, the west side of the state is very vibrant right now. In fact, I was over in the Holland Grand Rapids area a couple days ago meeting with a group of business executives who represent Talent 2025. And I was just amazed at all the exciting things that's going on over there. The business community is very robust. We've had a lot of business growth activity there. But they're also being very proactive in terms of the talent initiative. So, and that includes the entire west side of the state. We're very excited about what's happening here.
Mike Brennan, you've talked about this too. There's kind of an arc that goes along one of our major expressways that kind of is an arc of business that's going on, if you include the University of Michigan as well. It's tied with businesses and universities.
Well, yeah, it's Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, and then if you just come back across the state along I-94, I-96, you come right back into Detroit, and then you go north up to 69. I mean, there's just an awful lot of manufacturing activity, a lot of technology growth and activity happening, and our communities are starting to have some pretty positive impact in terms of the community revitalization as well.
Yeah, Mike, you've been reporting on that a long time, Mike Brennan.
A long time, and Michael and I go way back. I go back to his first tour duty at the MEDC when he worked for John Engler, so way back when.
Well, he was recruited.
I wanted to ask you, Michael, I'm going to put you on the hot seat a little bit since we're on live radio. I know you work real hard with the legislature to make the state more entrepreneur-friendly, but if you could do anything and you could get the legislature to go along with it, what would you change or add or whatever?
Well, the legislature has been very supportive of the efforts that we have underway. If you just look at the last 3 years, and I'm thinking about our 15 budget that's now being considered, the governor and the legislature has been very supportive of our activities. And so we just need to continue to innovate around the programs that we have, and we need to make sure that we continue to talk to the business community, whether they're entrepreneurs or established companies, and then be responsive to their needs. And it's a moving target. The things and programs that we needed 3 years ago are different from the programs we need now. Talent wasn't as hot a commodity as it is today.
Mm.
Access to capital has become slightly less of a commodity than it was a couple years ago. So it's a moving target, and we just need to be responsive, and we appreciate the support that we get from the governor and from the legislature.
All right, cool.
But I'm just curious. I know that initially, talking about the holy grail, or at least for me, the bellwether of this, and maybe it was because the press picked it up, was about 3-4 years ago was the movie industry. And they're coming in and incentives to them and kind of the battle over the incentives. Where are we now with that?
Well, we're actually still supporting the film industry. Our current budget is about $50 million. That's what it's been for the last 2 years. That's different from the program that was in place under Governor Granholm, where essentially it was an open-ended, I think 30 or 40% of the total production cost could be given as a refund.
So 42%.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's right now we have a maximum budget of $50 million, and the program is very active. We've got major productions that have happened: Superman, Batman, those kind of things that are happening, and they're happening throughout the state. So it's a good program. We also measure the return that we get on the film program, just like we do everything else that we have in the state. And the good news is we're seeing some very positive movement in terms of the return that we get on the film program. So it's another tool. It's an important piece of our overall Pure Michigan branding. And we're doing everything we can to continue supporting it.
One last thing for you. Looking at the Upper Peninsula, or Upper Lower Peninsula, and then the Upper Peninsula, we've talked a lot about the development that goes on in that golden arc below it. But how about those other areas? What's the development going on there?
Well, I think we need to make sure that we're leveraging our universities that we have in the UP. We've got Northern Michigan, Michigan Tech, and Lake Superior. Michigan Tech in particular has been extremely active in developing startup companies and in the technology space. And so we see a lot of opportunity for that in the Upper Peninsula.
Great. Mike Finney, thank you very much. And Mike Brennan, thank you for being with us.